Forgive me, listeners, for I have sinned. It has been 10 days since my last podcast. And you know what? I've been having a really great time. So you know what? I'm just going to say 3 big fatties and 1 Nanny Vera and go about my business.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Where I have sinned.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 326 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has the blow-by-blow of the big horror weekend, and y'all, we have got some very special voice letters, including one from the one and only Kim Beaver. Oh, Lordo! Hi! Hola, everyone! It is Gargantuan Fatto, and today is Cinco de Mayo, y'all, and do something racist like serve chips and salsa to friends at your place of business. So, anyway, happy Cinco de Mayo, y'all. I'll tell you a little story about Cinco de Mayo that I'm sure I told last year on Cinco de Mayo about my friend George, who hated Mexican food more than anything else on the face of the earth. And, well, I'll tell the story now. And he died on Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, so I'll be going by and remembering George. Miss Kitty and I, we have a standing date to do that. And so we'll be going by and giggling a little bit that it's Cinco de Mayo. So, anyway, and George would find it very funny. So, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty is back home, and I hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode of The Gays with Big Fatty and that Daniel Beaver. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you, go ahead and get used to the good old crappy sound, because Big Fatty has not got anywhere, oh, dear God, anywhere near the sound equipment that Daniel Beaver does. And y'all, he has got the fancy studio. He has got like this 12-channel mixing board, and he's got like 3 computers running. And you know, oh, well, Big Fatty, if you're coming over, I'll just put up another microphone and another microphone stand. And y'all, it was no problem, you know. And I'll let me pull out an XYZ cable for that, and I'll plug you into channel 4 and, you know, and y'all, it's, and Big Fatty, here's the spit guard on here. And y'all, Big Fatty just spits all over his MacBook. So, anyway. Now, y'all, before I go any further, I've got to do a little bit of business here, because Ricky over there at the Foul Monkeys, you know, he is going out to the Los Angeles area. And y'all, he was hoping that someone would put together a little advertisement for him. So I'm going to do that right now, if y'all don't mind. And then we can just, Ricky, you can just download this off the interwebs and, you know, play it on your show. And, you know, because, you know, anybody else who has a show out there, feel free to download it also and play it on your show. But here, I'm just going to take a moment and do this, because y'all, sometimes there's just no time. You know, I feel more and more like Archer because there's just no time. No time. So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
If you live in or will be visiting the Southern California area from May 20th through the 25th and want to get tricky with Ricky, just call the Foul Monkeys line at 206-984-FOUL. That's 206-984-3685. And now, back to Foul Monkeys with Ricky and others.
Well, y'all, thank you very much for putting up
putting up with that. And, y'all, I want to send out a special thank you also to that Daniel Beaver and Ann and Alden over there at the Dubious Intentions, because, y'all, they were just the nicest things. It was Daniel, y'all, if you're ever in the Columbia area, stop by and see Daniel Beaver, because, y'all, his house is something else. It is something else. That's all I'm going to say. And Ann is just as sweet as she can be. And, you know, even though Daniel turned her back on her, turned his back on her. And Daniel turned his back on her the entire time. It was just, y'all, I felt for her. That's all I got to say. And, y'all, she had that nasty thing, bubble tea or whatever. If anyone ever offers you bubble tea, don't drink it. And you'll find out more about that on the Daniel Beaver show. And Alden, y'all, I've never heard Alden talk so much as he did on that show. And it was more than just... So, anyway, that it was just a great time, and y'all listen to that Foul Monkey, listen to Foul Monkeys too, but listen to those Dubious Intentions over there. And you can, y'all, as with everything, you can get to the Daniel Beaver podcast by just going over there to the BFO and clicking through. Everybody does it. That's what all the cool kids are doing now. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Y'all, I talked to a friend of mine over the weekend, and y'all, I was absolutely taken aback by this. And there are some people on the interwebs who are getting serious nowadays. I won't mention any names.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But y'all, this friend of mine was talking, and he has a... I want to say like an 8-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter or something like that. I don't really know. Maybe it's 10-year-old son and 8-year-old daughter. I don't really remember. But anyway, his daughter likes to go through the phone book on his cellular telephonic device, and she will go through and she will go, "Daddy, who is this big fatty?" And he'll go, "Oh, well, that is my friend in Charleston who I think is the funniest person on the face of the earth." And then she goes, "Daddy, who is this Barbara somebody?" And he goes, "Well, that is your great aunt." And she scrolls on through a little more and she goes, "Daddy, who is this Papa John's?" I love that story. But y'all, I was absolutely taken aback when he said that he thought I was the funniest person he had ever met. I told him, I said, "You don't get out much now, do you? You just really don't get out much."
Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. It's Larry Dean, and I have an Ask Big Fatty question. I want to know about your very first time. I want to know what kind of man swept you off your feet. Tell us about it. We love you.
Y'all, that is Lurie Dean, and he was in the chat room over there at the Daniel Beaver show on Sunday, and he was asking all kinds of probing questions and all. And Lurie Dean, I will get to that. I'll have to think about that one, because y'all, Big Fatty's old. I'm not as old as you know who, but anyway, I'll have to think about that. So, I'll get back with you on that one, but thanks for calling, Lurie Dean, and thanks for asking a Big Fatty question.
Hey, Big Fatty, what's black and blue and hates sex? The little boy in my trunk.
I have no fucking idea who that was, but you know, we always love a riddle here on the BFO, and we hope that was a riddle. And if not, we'll be hearing about it. Probably some sort of news update from the Dubious Intent News Center. But y'all, I don't have that music, so I can't play that now. This just in. I don't know. I don't know. But y'all, that was from the Sacramento area. So if you live in the Sacramento area, I tell you what, let's just do this.
If you live in the Northern California area and you don't like sex, be on the lookout for Larry the Lurker. He's out there and he may be putting you in his trunk. Once again, if you don't like sex, stay away from Larry the Lurker in the Northern California Sacramento area.
After all of that, y'all, I don't know what to say after all that. Whoever you are, please let me know who you are, and please remind me that that was a joke, okay? Because that's how Big Fatty is thinking of it, is as a joke. And if it's not, I'm going to be mad. So, anyway, y'all, we have another call from, this time from the East Coast, and it is from the one and only Baby Jar.
Hey, Big Fatty. It is your 325th episode, and I wanted to congratulate you on that. And I wanted to shout out to the Beaver and see if she got your parachute made. And let me know when you're going to make your parachute jump. Congratulations again, Big Fatty.
Y'all, that is the Baby Jar from up there in the Virginia vagina. And y'all, he has been catching up on some shows. And you know, Big Fatty doesn't he can barely remember what was on the show the day before. And y'all, I don't remember Kim Beaver. Me talking about Kim Beaver making me a parachute, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe so. But anyway, if somebody remembers that, the details of that, please let me know. And we want to send out a big hello to the Baby Jar. And y'all, we will wait no longer because, as you know, speaking of Kim Beaver, she is an exclusive. An exclusive personality here at the BFO. She does not appear on any other, she does not vocally appear on any other podcast other than the BFO. And y'all, if you ever need to go to the Kim Beaver's Lodge, like if you need to make reservations or whatever for the lodge out there in the Faroe Islands, you can do that over through the BFO. Just click on the Kim Beaver's Lodge over there. And y'all, but Kim Beaver, over the weekend, sent Big Fatty a little song, and y'all, it is just the sweetest thing, and I want to
play it for you right now.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kim Beaver calling, just to say how much I love you. Big Fatty,
just the sweetest song you have ever heard. You are my fatty. And please stay fat and farting all day or something like that. Y'all, you have to go back and listen to it a couple of times because those damn sheep, I shouldn't say those damn sheep, but those damn sheep, they have a stronger microphone than Kim Beaver. Thank God she does not record at the fish cannery, y'all. I can only imagine you know, all the boop boop diddum datum wadums that would be coming up on that recording if she did it over there at the fish cannery. And Kim, thank you so much. And I know that it is not easy to schedule a studio time when you can get all the sheep in there. And so I appreciate all the effort that you put into everything you do for the entire podcasting community. You make us smile too. Yeah, you do. You make everybody smile. And y'all, if you don't look at the Kim Beaver Lodge, shame on you. Now, y'all, I know some of you are interested in what Big Fatty did over the weekend up in the car lot, but I want to touch base on a couple of little things here before I get to that. Y'all, I got a gravitation invitation from my niece, who is graduating from high school, and there's a picture of her, and oh, y'all, she has turned into quite the young woman, is all I got to say. Y'all, I've got the renewal notice here for my my Disney World annual pass, and if I renew before June the 4th, I'll save $40. So, anyway, I'm thinking about it, and Larry Clyde renewed his, or got a new one, when he was down there in the Orlando this past weekend. And y'all, it has arrived in the mail today from the Chicago Transit Authority. Big Fatty pre-purchased a 7-day pass for the transit system up there in the Chicago. So I will be able to just zip around like the locals, like Omi. Y'all, I will be putting together the Hoot Nanny up there in the Chicago, but I'm still waiting to kind of work out a few details. Well, if I had to guess, I would guess that it would either be on Saturday afternoon or early Saturday evening. That's kind of where Big Bird Party is leaning right now. Now, y'all, up in the car lot this weekend, we had the big horror weekend, and y'all, it wasn't a very big horror weekend. I've been to these events up there with that car lot club, and sometimes they've had over 120 people or whatever, but they only had about 44 this time. I guess it's just tough economic times, y'all. Tough economic times. But the ones that were there were lots of fun, and Big Fatty played around a little bit and had some fun, and I won't go into all the details, but let's just say that, needless to say, Big Fatty's nipples are a little crusty because everybody seemed to want to A, play with them, or chew on them, or pull and yank on them, and they're a little Krusty the Clownish today. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Oh, dear Gussie. So, anyway, a good time was had by all. I need to slather the aforementioned nipples with Neosporin. That always helps. Y'all, did you see the severe weather out there at the Dallas training camp, and that whole thing came crashing down? Terrible. Just terrible. It's just terrible, y'all. Y'all, I went to the Arby's for lunch on Monday, and on the back of the receipt was a thing for a survey. And if you fill out the survey, it takes about a minute and a half, but if you fill out the survey and write the validation code down there, then you get a free regular roast beef sandwich or beef and cheddar. And y'all, when Big Fatty eats that, he then needs to go and say,
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.